So we say welcome to you to Power Solutions. And in the last half hour, Tayo and Wellington took you through, you know how we do it on Mondays, where we share some of the most disturbing power problems, issues, and trying to see how we can solve them. But just before the break, some of those listening had the opportunity to call in, share their problems. But this is the part where we begin to look at the solutions that are out there, the solutions that may yet come in the future, and the solutions that people are pioneering right now. Welcome to Power Solutions. Tayo is right by me. We're not releasing him just yet. Weba Boa is away. Apologies for that. He had to be away. And it's also the reason why I'm here. I'm Femi Obong Daniels. Great delight to be here. So we have an amazing guy. Tayo already mentioned him just before we went on that break. He is a pioneer of... So he's a pioneer of alternate energy here. Matter of fact, he's the chief operating officer of Nigeria's first local assembly plant for solar panels. Underline the word local assembly plant. He's a young man who has a BSc in industrial chemistry from the Imo State University. Oweri is a young entrepreneur, highly motivated and resilient fellow. More than 10 years of experience in the solar sector. And like I told you earlier on, he was pivotal to setting up the very first privately owned solar panel assembling plant in Nigeria, a 6.5 megawatt solar panel assembly plant in Nigeria. And he is the CEO of that organization, the organization being Oxano Solar. He's a guy we fondly call Chooks. His full name is Chukwudi Umezulora. Chooks, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Did I get the surname correct?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Let us do this straight away. Let's look at your profile. I did say a little bit. I want to go into your journey, your entrepreneurial journey so far. I left quite a lot out. How did you get your start beyond school?
Okay, thank you so much for having me, and special thanks to Dr. Weber for inviting me also. You know, I am just like you mentioned, you know, I'm typically like most Nigerian youths, you know, graduated from school. I served in Kaduna State. So after my youth service, like everyone else, I came to Lagos to look for a job, you know. So after a couple of months of trying to get a job, I had a few interviews and it's not clicking. You know, one day I stumbled and I went, because I started working even as a building contractor for a few days in France. So I went to one architect's office to pick up a building plan. So I happened to see some Chinese there talking about solar solutions. You know, so I told the man that this sounds interesting, that, you know, can I stay for the training? He said, sure. So I stayed for the first day, I stayed for the second day. So when they were done on the third day, I told the man that, if you don't mind that, you know, can I work with you? You know, the man said, no, he's just starting out, that, you know, he cannot afford to pay me. I said, no, you don't have to pay me, that I can work for free. You know, so I told him, but this way it's going to work, because I'm a young man and I want to get married and all that. So I told him, okay, I'll work Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. So I used Tuesday and Thursday for the side hustle. You know, so basically I started with him. That was Sky Resources. So after working with him for free for 2 years, during that time I was basically working with the installation department. We were doing installations because I had a few technical skills, you know, which I learned from home. You know what I mean? You know, my dad would tell you, you know, you want to fix something, say you have to wait there, sit with the guy to do it. When he come back, you have to tell him how it was done. So the next day you have to do it yourself. So because of that, I picked the, you know, quite a few of hand skills. You know, I could do a lot of things with my hands, you know, so I started working with them, you know, those hand skills came handy at that time. So after 2 years, I told him, okay, I think, you know, I've tried, I have to start on my own. So then, and I got a small shop in Alaba International Market. I don't know if you know where that is. So, but basically, what do? I just have a small office, a table and a chair. I introduce myself to the people there, you know, who are wholesalers for solar components. I tell them, see, you know, I'm a technician. I install solar systems. So if you have a job, you know, just call me. So what basically they do is, you know, they get projects, you know, they call me, they say, engineer, come, somebody wants to install this in solar. You know, that was how I started. So from the little monies I was making there, if I make more money, I start, you know, I'll buy a few components, keep in my shop. That was how I started working my way, you know, upward till I started getting bigger jobs.
For a guy who studied industrial chemistry. And
yeah, you know how it is. I spent like 3 months in Abuja, also in NNPC, trying to get a job. Nothing was happening. I had to come down to reality and say, no, this is not working. You know?
I wonder when Tayo retired from this job market thing after school. How much time did you spend looking for a job?
Well,
or are you still looking?
No, incidentally, by the time I was through, I had a clear set in mind what I wanted to do. I knew I wasn't going to work for anybody. Incidentally, all the jobs I've done has been on referrals. So I mean, I didn't have that kind of experience of having to go and wait, and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Of course, it was a fight between me and my dad at that point, but then that was life. It happened.
Yeah, but you know, we all take multiple paths, and then we arrive hopefully at where we are going. So let's go into the real issue now. You are chief operating officer at Oxano Solar. What's your approach? I would have wanted to know
mm-hmm. how Oxano got into plants and production mm-hmm. and stuff.
Okay, all right. You know, so because I was operating from Alabama International Market, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I spent like 7 years in Alabama International Market. So, you know, I was aware of the major issue confronting the market, because I also, as an installer, I bear the brunt of failed solar components. So if it fails, I'm the one that the man knows.
Yeah.
I get the man all that. Yeah. You know. So, you know, I was trying to explain to these guys, you know, I mean, let's improve on the quality. I mean, this is affecting my job, it's making it difficult. I keep going back and all that. So after a while, I called my brother, my other brother Uche, you know, he was one of the earliest investors I invested in my business. I told him, Uche, see, you know, because after a while, you know, we got big enough, we started importing our own panels also.
From China.
You know, now, initially wanted to get some testing equipment to test solar panels, but they were so bulky. So I looked at them, I said, it doesn't really make sense to bring only those testing equipment. Why can't we just start the assembling? You know, and you know, so we looked at it, it was okay. The assembly will give an opportunity to be able to, you know, control the quality to a great extent. I mean, you know, I'm confident of what I'm giving to the end user. You know, so that was why. Then another issue we also started looking at, you know, patriotism also was a big driving force for us, to be sincere, you know, because I felt, okay, how many people can I employ if I'm just a trader, you know, but if I have an assembly plant, I can employ a lot more people, you know, so that also too was the motivation. And also, we also believe that no nation has been able to grow without putting people through factory plants.
Absolutely.
You know, so we know it's going to happen sooner or later. So we said, okay, let's just align, because that is the future, you know, local assembly is the future. You know, so we just knew it's going to happen. So we said, okay, let's align. So that was how we started. We actually started in 2016, late 2016. You know, then 2017, we actually started operations, you know, this in Foley.
Are you telling me that the quality that you're able to put out there from assembling locally can boast of better quality than can boast of being better than the average imported material from China? Because globally, when it comes to solar panels, the Chinese do not really have such a fantastic reputation in terms of quality. In quantity, yes, they flood everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, multiple countries that I have, you know, either been to or had this conversation about the solar panel, they seem to have an issue with some kind of substandard importation.
Yeah, that is the same everywhere, you know, but you know another thing with China, you know, over the years, China too has grown.
Yeah.
They've learned, they've mastered the trade,
mm-hmm.
you know, now. So, most of the good stuffs now also comes from China.
From China.
Yeah, but you know, because of our market, because of the peculiarity of our market, because price is the number one factor that every consumer, you know, considers before they make their decision. So that, because of that price, so our business people try to see, okay, you know, how far can they go? You know, how low can they, you know, drive the price to be able to compete? you know, it could be, you can say, okay, it's undue advantage, but you know, no matter what you call it, you know, they just try to find a way to survive and all that. So it's basically the market, the consumers, that is driving all those low prices. It's actually low pricing that is driving the quality down, not really knowledge aspect. It's actually to get the pricing, you know, lower than, maybe lower than normal.
I'm looking at Tayo. It's like he's pregnant with questions.
Let me go a bit into a little bit of technicalities here. What's the production capacity like?
Okay, you know, at the moment we have 6.5 megawatts installed. You know,
explain that in now. Explain that in a layman's language. Mm-hmm. Everybody hearing you will be able to say, okay, fine. This is what it means.
Okay. What it means is this: is that you know, maybe in a year you can do 22,000 solar panels. Maybe if you are looking at 250 watts, you know, now, you know, the first thing that we did was right now I'm saying, okay, how can we achieve 100% capacity utilization? Okay. You know, because one thing you can have installed, you know, the other thing, you know,
to be able to, yeah, to utilize it.
Yeah. You know, because installed is just that you have the machineries in place. You know, you need to have enough working capital.
Like Nigeria has installed capacity of 7,000, but
yeah,
we can't
I guess, man, all that, you know. You know, so that is that. You know, so but what we're doing at the moment right now, what we're doing at the moment is, okay, you know, getting the word out, people are beginning to know a bit more about us. People are beginning also to know that, you know, with us, you can get better pricing and also quality that you can be sure of. Because one thing with assembling locally is that, you know, okay, if I give you something that is local, if there's an issue with it, you know where to take it to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because, you know, I mean, you know, not to be sarcastic with, but the challenge with Chinese is this: when you have a problem with your product, they will tell you, okay, send it back to us, we'll replace it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, me and you know, yeah. I mean, sending something out of Nigeria is 10 times more difficult than bringing it in. Mm. You know, so that is it. They will say they won't replace it. You know, but we're telling people, okay, because we are local, I mean, you know our address, you know where to bring it to if there's any problem. Because the truth of the matter is that there was a problem with the product doesn't necessarily mean it was poor quality.
Mm.
You know, because a lot of times, yeah, also
so
from
support is,
yeah, support is
the major problem.
Yeah, and support is readily available.
Okay, so what has been the feedback from the market? What has it been like?
Okay, you know, I mean, the feedback has been great. I have to be sincere. You know, I mean, even with you know, most of my guys in Alaba International, you know, one of them was joking. They said, the Oxano panels is good, but the price, I guess, man, all that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, yeah. But what I tell people is this: when you compare apple with apples, ours is cheaper.
All right.
Yeah. If
you talk about the quality, the output.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give a very simple example that a layman would understand. If you want to buy a 250 watt solar panel,
yeah,
pulley 250 watts. Now, if you compare our 250 watts with an imported 250 watts, the pricing will be the same. But what happens most times,
the landing price,
yeah, will be the same. Sometimes ours could be slightly cheaper. But what happens most times is that sometimes the 250 watts that the end user is buying is actually 220 watts, or actually 230 watts, but having the same dimensions as 250 watts. You know, so the end user is unaware that he's paying less for less. I don't know if you get what I mean.
So
that way they will say, okay, that yours is 1,000 naira more expensive.
So on the long run, it's better for me to buy one that has support, that can easily, if there's an issue, I have a place to take it to.
But this is even beyond support. It's about understanding
the product itself. What you're buying.
Yeah.
It's about what you're buying. Because at the end of the day, you know, what I tell people is this: maybe if you want to use 10 panels, you know, maybe if you add an extra one, an extra two, it can augment for the shortfall that you had, which of the panels. But the fact is that most times, even the guy installing is unaware. You know, he's using 200 watts instead of 250. He's unaware. And because he's unaware, he doesn't factor it into his design. And that is why initially we're having so many failed solar projects. You know, yeah, but I have to be sincere with you. Over the past 1 year, 2 years, there's been a lot of improvement. You know, I mean, quality-wise, it's no longer as bad. Because the truth is this, that we are not forcing other competitors to actually step up their game. You know, that's the truth. You know, I know a lot of guys in Alaba will say, you know, where does Oxano get his junction box? He will start calling his Chinese suppliers, please see this picture, I need this kind of junction box. You know, when we came into the market, the solar panels come without cables to the junction box. I get them and all that. You know, I mean, we started bringing, you know, solar panels with, you know, cables with MC4 connectors and all that. After a while, what happens to the Nigerian market is that after a while, others will say, that this is, you know, affecting their own sales. They also follow through, you know. So it's no longer as bad right now as it used to be 2 years ago. That's the truth. Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask him. After this question, I won't talk again.
Okay, I want to ask, I said, you are pregnant with questions.
I am fully aware of what's happening vis-a-vis the Ministry of Finance and the customs on the 5% VAT and 5% import tariff. On how has this affected your market? I mean, does it improve your market share in any way? Is it a policy that should be encouraged? Because I am one of those that says that until we are self-sufficient, federal government should forget about 10% increase on the tariff.
Yeah.
Right. How is it beneficial to you? Is it something that local manufacturers want federal government to keep up with? Or something that, is there anything we want to...
Okay, that issue is a bit tricky. You know, at the face value, if you look at that, it's beneficial to local assembly
on the face value.
Yeah, on the face value. Now, you know, so but the challenge is this, is that most times local players can't even access some of those benefits.
Okay.
I get it. We are yet to benefit from that. You know, I mean, sometimes the procedures to getting that, you know, is quite a lot. I've made a few calls, you know, they keep telling you to get this, to get that, to get this. And you know, if you're an early startup in Nigeria, most of the requirements that government wants, most times you don't have everything, you know. So sometimes those kind of policies seem to favor bigger players, you know, more, you know, than smaller startups, you know. But on the face value, it's good for local assembly. But any day, anytime, I'm a fan of put the right policies, put the right infrastructure in place, you know, to encourage, you know, doing business in Nigeria. You know, you don't need to give us undue advantage, to be sincere. You know, I wouldn't say government, you know, I mean, put import tariff on imported panels, ban imported panels and all that. If you give us the needed support, we're able to compete. You know, because if you cannot compete normally, it's difficult to sustain that business. It's going to sustain the business, you know. So, you know, so for me, that is my take from that, you know.
All right. Okay. So let me just come back home now. So someone is listening now and saying, all this talk about solar panels, I've been hearing it for a while. Because of all the problems we have with the energy sector and the fact that, you know, and we'll continue to talk about this, the whole national greed thing, everybody trying to eat from the same pot, and there are probably not enough spoons or just, you know, not enough space on the table. And you look at the solar situation and somebody says, how can I? And people hear about solar and they're like, okay, it looks like a great thing. Plus the fact that it's clean, renewable energy.
Exactly.
However, it's too expensive. So how does that guy who's listening right now, how do you let him know that it is not beyond his reach?
Okay, you know, over the past 5 years, the prices of solar panels has fallen by as much as 50%.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, so the price keep coming down. Yeah, you know, but because of, you know, where we are, you know, a developing market and all that, you know, people are not as rich as, you know, and access to credit is also difficult, you know. But I'll give an example. Like someone that wants a 1 kV solar system. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get a 1 kV solar system now for less than 300,000. Mm. And right now, you know, there are many companies.
What will 1 kV solar system give you? What will you get out of it?
Okay, 1 kV solar system, you know, I mean, it's just like, it's just comparing to your I Better Pass My Neighbor generator.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what that generator can do?
Yeah, it can power regular things.
At how much again?
Like the light. Less than 300,000.
300,000?
Yeah.
So that's the difference, because the guy thinks, okay, I will buy the generator for, how much did they sell that?
I don't know, 35,
35, 35.
Now.
Okay.
However, there is something else though.
Yeah.
The 300,000, does it include everything you need to set to set up?
Battery,
battery, everything. 300,000.
Yeah,
the difference then is that you don't have to continue to fuel.
Yeah.
You don't have issues of carbon dioxide poisoning.
Yeah.
And all of that. So on the long run, and these things have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
By the way, the solar panel,
like how long?
Solar panels, you know, can last it comfortably 20 years, 25 years. Yeah, you know, then batteries are the ones that you need to change. Batteries, depending on use, you know, minimum 3 years if you use them well, some 4 years, some 5 years. Then the inverters, most of them are rated for eight years. Yeah, but they can be repaired.
I know a bit of solar panels, to be honest with you. There's been a part of me that's done some solar things in the past.
You used to install?
Not install. I ran a business where my partner, you know, we had this thing with PSC solar.
Okay,
you probably know PSC solar. And all of that. So yes, you are right when you say the prices have tumbled in the last 5 or so years, but it still comes down to affordability.
So have you asking a question?
Is there a plan for financing?
Financing. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Financing. Is it possible?
Like, I don't have to put all the 300,000 down at once.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, I can sell one of my generators now to install, let's say, 50,000, and pay you up over a period.
Yeah. Let me even tell you what's happening right now. You know, there are a lot of companies who will tell you, okay, you want a 1 kVA solar. No problem, but you know that financing comes at a cost.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, I mean, if you're paying cash, it can be 280,000.
Agreed.
But if you want financing, maybe 350,000.
Beautiful.
Now, so what they do is this: most times they will tell you, okay, you need that 5,000 to acquire a generator. Okay, pay that as a down payment.
Okay.
So you pay them 35,000, then every month, you know, you're paying a small bit.
I think you're going to give me a referral after the program.
Until you pay off. Are you getting me? You know, what we do, so we don't offer a very large, payment plan at the moment. You know, sometimes we do 3 to 6 months right now. But I know some companies that do up to 24 months.
Yeah.
So over that 24 months, you pay off. And then it becomes your own.
You do financing as well?
Yeah, but not for too long because when you're doing finance with your own money, it's difficult, it's tough. Financing to be good, you must have external finance.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect your own cash flow.
So, which brings us to what you are doing with All On
exactly
right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
for us, All On is a strategic partner. You know, I mean, All On is like, how will I describe them? You know, they're the ones that are bringing a lot of attention on the market, on the off-gridness market. You know, they're also like an angel investor. Are you getting me? They're all providing patient financing. I guess, man, all that. Yeah, because everybody who came into the industry just got a feeling that finance is a big thing holding this market from taking off. Because a lot of times people will say that solar has not lived up to its billion in Nigeria. What is keeping it down is financing. Financing is 70%. Technical knowledge is 30% or less. I get them and all that. Because, I mean, you want the solar system. And I have the solar system. You don't have the money to pay for it. But I cannot install it for you and wait for 2 years. I mean, because it will tie down my cash flow. But if a third person comes in,
for the finance,
who can provide the finance, you need the product, I have the product, it's seamless, it begins to fly. A lot has been happening in that area recently. You know, even there are a few commercial solutions now that people are beginning to do, for OPEX. You install for them, they pay you monthly fee as power rental. You know, but we'll do that mostly for banks, for their ATMs. I get man, all that. You know, why is it a bit safer doing for people like banks rather than individuals? Is that
security on your money?
Yeah. If they default, you turn it off.
Okay, in this case that you have All On as an angel investor now, I think it's appropriate for me to ask publicly for an installation in my house we can.
I
live in the bush part,
doing for you is not even. See, what we're talking about financing here is because we're trying to scale up the solutions. If you want to do a solar system for your house, I don't need a bank, I don't need an angel investor to finance that. I get it, man. There are some that will do. Our cash flow can accommodate that. But what I'm looking for financing is that for you to scale up this thing. You know what I mean? Because if somebody wants a 1 kVA solar system, and I mean, I don't need all on to finance that. Maybe yeah. I can do on my own, I can do for 10. But when somebody now says, okay, I want 1,000, 1 kVA in different places, I'll tell them, okay, can you hold on?
I get you.
So what if somebody wanted 2 kVA in one place?
Yeah, no. You know,
do I need 2 kVA in my house?
You know, yeah, let me also tell you something that's very important. A lot of Nigerians needs to know.
Okay.
Energy runs on a concept of energy conservation, which is very important. Energy conservation has to do with energy efficiency. Energy efficiency is, I mean, what you want is lightning, not
bulbs,
the heat.
Bulbs,
so the bulbs, you don't need incandescent bulb. Yeah. You need to change to LED bulb. Mm-hmm. Because some people, the energy they're using for their light bulbs alone can power a freezer.
Absolutely.
There are some people who are living in 2-bedroom apartments who are using more energy than someone using living in a duplex. So the way it works is this. It's cheaper for you to look at energy efficiency. When you want to acquire appliances, ask them, what does this consume? Don't just go off and buy a Tokumbo TV and say it's cheap. It's not cheap. At the end of the day, you're paying more.
Because
even if you're using the public distant grid, a lot of times people complain about the billing. But I have to be also be sincere with discos. I have a guy who's my neighbor. Do you know how I know when they bring light? Because
he
has
a bulb permanently on.
Even a bulb, the AC is permanently on.
Oh my.
You know, because he doesn't have a meter. So, you know, they bill that guy 15k every month and he complains. I told him, see, guy.
If you are using a prepaid meter,
because he wouldn't dare do that.
I use a prepaid meter. I can't dare do that. I get him. I mean, I turn off my meter because what I do, and another thing I also change the next days. You know, that's also a debate about whether should we still call this alternative source of energy because it's beginning to change. Like for me, PSCN is my alternative source of energy. My solar is my main energy source. PSCN is the backup. I get it. And all that. I mean, because I've invested in solar, you know, so I mean, it's cheaper for me. So what happens is that when there's a cloudy day or maybe at night I need to use heavy things, I can turn on my PSCN. When I'm done, I turn it off. I use it like a generator because it's expensive. I'm using a prepaid. It's expensive. So until Nigerians begin to understand that power is something they need to pay for, and power is not cheap, you know, so much will not change. Either because let me tell you this: a lot of people pay more for their pay TV for entertainment than what they pay for power.
Power
should be more important than, you know, the cable television. You know, so those are the attitudinal changes that we need to have as a people before we begin to get this thing right.
Our time is up, but I'm going to appeal to Zainab, you know, and Dipo, who I've seen around, to see if we could take one or two, you know, take a couple questions, people who just want to ask pertinent questions, who are interested in this.
How Oxenu can be of service.
Yeah, how they can benefit.
While you're answering, while we're waiting for this phone call, I have two questions that you can take as we're going. Number one, you're aware of this campaign about powering jobs and stuff. Like, how many people are you presently employing under your employ? Then two, what is the future of renewable energy in Nigeria from your perspective?
Okay, the first one about the number of people that we're employing, you know, permanent staff's about 25, but we also have some solar technicians that work with us on commission basis. You know, maybe about 15, you know, so maybe they're about to have like 40 people, you know, who works with us. Then the future of alternative energy in Nigeria is very bright, because I have to tell you this, you know, the power from the public grid is going to keep getting expensive, because until they get the pricing right, that stuff cannot be fixed. And for it to be fixed, they must get the pricing right. You know, it has to be the market. It has to be a market reflective pricing. You know, I mean, you can't subsidize power, especially now that government, you know, revenue is not as strong as it used to be.
We're even in a worse situation. We discussed that earlier during the other program before you came in.
You know, so that's the truth. You know, so power is going to be, you start getting, and the more and the higher the tariff for the public grid goes, the more solar solutions becomes attractive.
All right,
you can take the phone call.
So let's go to reform calls. The numbers are 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 01277-2993, and 01277-3993. Let's find out what you've got for us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hi, my name is Frank. I'm calling from Yaba.
Welcome, Frank. Talk to us quickly.
Yeah, I want to ask quickly the guy there. You have said that 1 kg solar panel is equivalent of a better part my neighbor. Now my question is that 1 kg, how many rooms can it power?
Okay, I mean at this point
it's power.
Yeah. Okay. We don't like doing solar solutions based on how many rooms can power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we can tell you is that
it involves a lot of calculation.
Yeah, on a 1 kVA, you know, don't put more than 500 watts energy demand on it. I hear them, you know. So if you want to split your 500 watts into 100 rooms, that is up to
that's
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you now share your, you know, what you want. You want your television, you want your light, like you said, better for you. Even
LED bulbs, there are some bulbs that are 3 watts.
Even the I pass my neighbor generator. A lot of time people abuse it. Is the reason why they,
you know, why he packs up early.
Yeah, that's why he packs up early.
Yeah.
There's too much load on it.
On it.
And then sometimes you find that it begins to destroy your stuff in the house.
Yeah. I also, a lot of people don't even know that when your generator have lesser loads, it burns lesser fuel.
Yeah.
It burns more fuel when it has more load on it.
Obviously. All right. So let's see who we have here. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Simon from Shangotadu.
Welcome, Simon. Talk to us.
Yeah. First, I would like to disagree with the speaker.
With Chooks.
Because when you say PHN is an alternative, it is, you have your statement wrong on all levels.
No. He said for him, he uses PHN as his
at the moment in his house.
I know. The other thing wasn't about entertainment. People spend some, and they don't know how they use their, right? That was maybe 10, 15 years ago. Right now, everybody is aware of what it, especially with this crazy bill. They will enter your house and they will count the number of things you have without even checking your wattage. By the time you find out what it is and everything, they have done it times three. I'm a witness to several situations. But that aside, if we had constant power, solar should be a very good alternative. We wouldn't be bothered with solar. But there it is, how we are. But now my own question is, why you're always saying 1 kVA, can you do a 1.5 kVA and it be effective? And how much can it cost?
All right.
Solar.
Thank you very much, Simon. Appreciate your question. Over to you.
That's where Simon was going.
Okay. All right. You know, this is Simon. You know, thank you. Yeah. Power, you know, is a bit technical. And the NEPA guy is coming to you. Don't blame him so much. They're under a lot of pressure. You know, they need money and all that. You know, so a 1.5 kVA, what you just do, just use 300,000 for 1 kVA, you know, as a benchmark. You know, so maybe, you know, 300K times 1.5. You know, I mean, that can give you 1.5, and solar is scalable.
So that's about,
yeah, maybe 450,000 thereabout. Yeah, and solar is scalable. You know, some people, depending on where you want to use it, like if you have an office, like I use in my offices solar solutions, I use less batteries, I use more panels on them. You know, so it costs less. You know, so you can
more
have
more panels, less battery.
Yeah, less battery, because it's an office that will run during the day. So you can have a 10 kVA solar system that is costing like 2.5 million. You can have another 10 kVA solar system that's costing as high as 5 million. Because this person wants a larger battery bank, because you use it mostly at night.
You need to conserve, you know, energy for the night.
For the night, yeah. But if it's just for your office, I mean, it wouldn't be so expensive.
Yeah, I use solar in my office. I really have never used solar at home.
Yeah.
Because again, I am also aware that it comes down to your bank.
Yeah, it comes
how
to
much
your bank.
Of that energy
can you store,
and for how long?
Yeah, and don't forget too, the solar panels are the ones that are going to be there for 20-25 years.
Yeah,
not those batteries.
So it's actually cheaper using solar for office buildings, office complexes, than at home. Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah, because the offices need less battery, and the batteries will be replaced not as often as the one at home.
At home,
because it's not working as hard as the one at home. You know, so it's just common sense.
Okay, so let me say now, but I need energy at home. My office is sorted. So, what budget am I looking at? So just say, okay, to store up enough energy. Don't forget, it's not like there's completely no power.
Yeah,
I mean, I could have a combination of PHN or whatever they are now, and a generator,
yeah,
and then solar,
yeah.
And at night I want to sleep. I don't have the funds to buy the silent generators, and I don't want my senior brother or I pass my neighbor to disturb my sleep. So I need to be able to have, you know, even if it's for from 10 p.m. to have some quiet energy that will last me in case there is no light.
You know, when it comes to solutions in solar, you know, is an endless possibilities. It's an endless possibilities. We're designed now based on specifications, you know, and then, you know, for more detailed information on pricing, people can go to our website, you know, oxanosolar.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, no problem.
Oxanosolar.com.
Let me take one final call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sebastian speaking.
Welcome, Sebastian. Talk to me. You're a final caller.
Yeah. The solar panels and the solar system. Well, it's a good initiative anyway, right from the day one. As I said earlier, I build turbines. Hardly I hear you discuss about the wind turbine. And I also build my, I have my device already, which I'll be discussing with the Holland.
Okay.
More stronger than solar and all those, the other equipment.
Okay, you build wind turbines.
Yeah, I do.
Yikes.
You see, the problem with wind turbines, it's not that it's not something that can work, but the question is, there are identified places in the country where it can work. It's not like I can put a wind turbine in my house and it works. But in Lagos, there's only one position, one somewhere off, very close to Takwa Bay, that you can put a wind turbine and it works. So that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But then the question is, do we have enough wind capacity to say you want to use the generator?
Yeah. I mean,
but our focus for today is not on
it's not wind turbine. I was just going to say today. I mean, the whole idea of this show is to look at solutions. Solutions. So now we're talking about solar. We are going to build into what if there is any solution out there. We want to talk about it going forward.
Okay. You know. Just like he said, wind turbine is good, but it's not as scalable as solar system. It's not something. I mean, if you want a solar system right now, I can deploy it in this 30 minutes. But for a wind, you need a lot of planning. You need to look at a lot of data and all the statistics, and also
design of the wind itself.
And also, a wind makes more sense when it's done in large scale. When it's very small, it's more expensive than solar system.
That's true. Okay, multiple again. All options are being explored globally, and there's no reason why we cannot be looking at these things locally as well. Look, I had to use my own small veto power to go 10 minutes over time, but that should be just about it. Chooks, amazing having you. I've liked the energy of this conversation, and dragging tire. Well, Wellington used tire to just park himself in one corner. But really, essentially, Chukwudi Umezulora is the chief operating officer at Oxano Solar Nigeria Limited, the first privately owned 6.5 megawatt solar panel assembling plant in Nigeria. You guys have it. What's the competition like? Others are there now.
It's tough.
Yeah,
doing assembly in Nigeria, so it's not very easy.
Okay,
so but yeah, but in the few years, a couple more will come up.
A couple more,
yeah.
Do we presently have another one apart from
local?
You have Nasemi that is owned by the government in close to Abuja.
Okay,
yeah, close to Abuja, you know, but you know, government entities competing with a local private player.
I understand.
Yeah. You can win the war.
Certainly. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming, Chooks. Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you some other time.
All right.
Tayo, we got to go. Wibaboa will be here next week to drive the conversation. I sure hope we have not been too disappointing. Tayo, your last words.
It's always a pleasure to talk about power and any solutions that we can bring. And we'll see how we can partner more on things like this.
You guys enjoy this conversation. And so Wellington and Tayo will be back at 10:30 next
week. Yes, 10:30. Don't miss it. We'll talk more about the challenges and then go to the solutions again. Great job, Chooks.
All right. Thank you so much. Excellent.
I can see. All right.
And for everybody who's joined us, a lot of thanks to Banke, who's been been a part of this, trying to make sure we get everything, you know, in order. So we'll leave it as that. Until next week when we come your way again, have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead of you, and continue to stay with us right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.